Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warriors defeat the Raiders 18-10. I thought this was a cracking game. Like, I loved this game. I thought both teams, and it's sometimes I feel like disconnected because I was looking at some of the comments of even the Raiders fans, even some of the Warriors fans as well, like as if it was a shocking game and they didn't play that well. Like, yeah, for sure, the Warriors should have iced some early opportunities, no denying that. But I thought the standard of this game was, like, really high. I thought it was a great game of footy. I think the Warriors, like, they did a really good job of just hanging in there and not allowing the fact that they'd bombed so many opportunities to start the match. How often do we see? I mean, there's an argument to be made that when they played the Sharks, exact same thing happened. Start the game really well, bomb opportunities, and then they just kind of, like, lose their way a bit. I thought they did really well to hang in there. In regards to players I want to talk about, Mitch Barnett. I thought he was absolutely... Obviously, Adam Fanua-Blake, he had the try and, you know, he's a meter eater. Like, you expect that from him. He's literally a top tier, one of the best front rowers in the competition. What about Mitch Barnett's resurgence? He got signed from the Knights. And because he's been such a stalwart of this Warrior side over the last, you know, 16 months or so, you almost go, oh, yeah, like, of course he's always been this good. When he got signed from the Knights, a lot of people were going, like, he can... At the time, was he like in and out of the night side and he had that big brain explosion? And it was, put it this way, it wasn't obvious that he was going to turn into this player.
Yeah, and as Hammy just said, like there's a lot of guys like that. Like when Marcelo Montoya signed from Canterbury, I don't think anyone really cared. No one paid attention to it. Mate, Luke Metcalf, one of the great journeymans of all time, someone finally backs him and he's going millions. Jackson Ford.
Isn't he known as Luke Metcalf now?
Metcalf, yeah. I've upgraded him. So shout out to him.
He's grown from a calf to a cow.
He's come of age.
One of Roo's great calls there. Geez, you're getting good this year, Roo.
We're getting there.
Is that why you're 30 minutes late? Because you're just too big for your boots?
I was writing some down in the car. Ready to go. But like Jackson Ford's the same. Playing for the Cutters in reserve grade or whatever. Couldn't get a bait in the Dragons side. They bring him over there. Mate, even like, and I know he didn't play in this game on the weekend, but when they signed Dylan Walker, like they signed him and went, you're a premiership winning centre. You've been a 5'8 for the last years. We're just going to turn you into the best 14 in the game. And I think he's been right up there with him. I'm not sure if there's a 14 that has more impact on a game than what Dylan Walker does.
He is that guy you were talking about with the Broncos that you would love to chuck on your bench.
Yes, 100%.
You know, like if you've got a guy like him, even if he's not playing his best footy, you just chuck him on the bench because he covers everywhere for you. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if he... I mean, well, he already is in the front row because he plays nine to a degree. So we know he can defend in the middle. We know he's, as you said, he's one of comp at centres. He could easily play on the wing. He could play fullback. He could play six, seven at a pinch. There's pretty much no position that you couldn't just, if you had to, chuck him on the field and play. Yeah,
and he'd do a job for you there, Dylan Walker.
Yep. Yeah.
Look, mate, I thought the Warriors, honestly, out of their first three games, I actually thought this one was potentially their least impressive one.
Especially after that first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But I just like the fact that they grounded out. They didn't allow it to just like upset them because like for example, the Mitch Barnett no pass. There's just a lot of things that they should have scored. Like probably after 20 minutes, they probably should have been up 20-4, yeah. maybe even more, 20-0, or even 16-0. And so in regards to standard of footy, their standard of footy was substantially better against the Storm, in my opinion. But I just love the fact that they just hung in there and found a way to win. Because guess what? What was the one thing that they couldn't do round one, round two? They couldn't find a way to win.
Yep.
They did it here. And that's what I liked about this game.
And the biggest talking point for me, not only did they do it without Charnes, they did it without Wade Egan as well. We know how important these two are to this footy side. And I think that once those two boys get back, I think the Warriors, they could go on a decent little winning streak here.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think of the Warriors?
Yeah, good, good. First 20 minutes, very good, as you mentioned. Adam Fanua-Blake, second time this year, he scored the first try. Another 20-1 as well. So congrats if you got a piece of Adam Fanua-Blake. But you're right, it was a bit of a scrap. Good that they finally found a way to win. Still missing a couple of players, but mate, they were good, and good to see him get a win on the board.
I thought there was a really interesting little detail that I, you know, whether it's Webster or someone else in the coaching staff, but what the Warriors forwards are doing on the edge now is they're running their line. They're actually stopping before line and then backing up before they go through the line. Just like little details like that, where you're going, far out, that's smart coaching, but also it's smart the boys listening, where it's actually not about hitting the hole. It's just about holding that defender up for long enough for the space outside. And it happened at multiple times. So the first one was Barnett, and this was when I think they should have scored. Anyway, he would literally run that line super hard. He would literally stop before he got to it, and he would reverse. And then they did it again. I think Ford did it as well. And so if you watch closely, you'll actually see the Warriors line runners do that. They go to the line and then they stop. I thought another really interesting thing about the game plan is that they just went at Strange. Like for the first 20 minutes, Strange was just getting absolutely peppered. I thought Strange took a while to warm into the game, but then when he did, he was good. So that's going to be, you know, I had questions around his defense slightly round one. So that's going to be his biggest challenge, I think, in this year is teams are, as a rookie, they're just going to be like, we're going to come at you all day and see how you go. I personally think he has the ability to make it not an issue by the end of this year because he's so physical, but it will be something he's going to have to...
We spoke about the Panthers identifying a weakness and going at it. Like, that's obviously something the Warriors have addressed this week. I have no doubt whatsoever. Whoever was defending on the left side in their reserve grade or whatever would have had a bib on, and they would have been going at that spot, going at that spot. Mate, I loved, you know, the try that Adam Fanua-Blake scored. You look at it and you go, why is Adam Fanua-Blake out there? But they use him as just a magnet for eyes. And sometimes he's even just more dangerous when he doesn't get the football, just because you always have to be aware of him. And I love the way they've got a strike weapon like that. And sometimes it won't show up in stats and whatnot because you don't get any stats for the good decoys that you run. But the way that they utilise AFB and the way that AFB just has an understanding of where he needs to be, it's a sign of being well coached.
Yeah, yeah. And their ability to click into gear, like we're doing a set where AFB is not going to be where it normally is. They just click into gear and they nail it. They absolutely nail it. Another outside of the one error and obviously the pass, I thought Ford was really good. And as I said, in regards to Strange defense, he actually did end up making some try-saving tackles and really warmed into the game. That's on the Raiders side. I got to say it because I hate when refs do this. So it's like the second or third set. The ref made a call against, was it? I think it was Jackson Ford. Because he had no balance in playing the ball.
That was very stiff.
Like, bro, it's 2 minutes into the game. Why are you calling those kind of penalties unless you're trying to make it about yourself? Like, well, I don't get it. Like, that's a nitpick. Because then there's all these other play the balls. Like, later on, Savage, like, essentially knocked the ball on, no call. And it's like, why are you trying to set that standard? Like, why not set the standard of, like, getting the players up quickly so that there's a quick game. I just couldn't believe it. But then I was torn because I also love some of the stuff the ref did where a few players were staying down because, like, trying to get penalties, and he just said, nah, not interested, nah, not interested. So it was. I just had to mention it because I hate when refs start to nitpick at the start of the game because you're actually doing yourself a disservice because now you've got to do that for the rest of the game, otherwise you made the wrong call.
The play the ball is interesting at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, like,
I'll tell you what, within the next 2 to 3 years, I guarantee you we are going back to a clamp down on putting your foot on the football.
Because no one puts their foot on the football now.
Mate, we should give a case of beer to the next bloke to put his foot on the football and play the ball. Like, no one's doing it.
No one's doing it. Houses. And yet, like Ford plays the ball, then falls over, and he gets pinged for it. Anyway, it's just silly. But I do like the fact that the ref, when players were staying down milking penalties, was like, no, not interested. Even when the replay came and there's like a little touch here or there, he was like, no, nah, I really like that. Now, in saying that, there's a game later this week where dude fully gets head high and the ref just goes, nah, not giving it to you. It's like, oh, okay.
Letting the game flow.
Yeah, okay. Letting his head flow off his shoulders. Who else stood out for you guys in the Warriors?
Big Roger.
Yeah, how good is it to have him back?
Yeah, it's elite, elite. And, you know, big stats as well. 200 metres, 71 post-contact, the match winner as well. A hot-throbbing Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is a good thing for rugby league.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, seeing him at fullback, you're just like, it's almost like you're, you've got to hold your nerve to a degree as a coach, because he goes back to fullback and he essentially, he didn't change the game, but by God, he looked good. By God, he looked
How
good.
How far away is Charns off?
Now, round five, I think they said. I'm trying to find, I had some notes, I think, about RTS, but yeah, a try, yeah. So the game's on the line. This was the try that put them actually out to 18-10. And Roger Tuivasa does an individually brilliant try. And I'm going to sound like, I'll try to stop saying it eventually this year, not eventually, maybe in a few rounds if he keeps doing it. But again, there are good players. So there are NRL players, there are good players, there are great players, and then there's this top tier of player that literally change games for you. And there's actually not every club has one of them. There's not even 17 of them. But there are a select few, and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is that one. This is now the second game where you could argue he won it for him. And like, what would you pay for that?
To have a guy on your team that when you need something, you can just throw the ball to. Like, you don't even have to do anything for Roger. He'll just give him the football.
He'll just do it. Just amazing, amazing stuff. Then they did a really, really good set after points, which I like Warriors staying calm. But, yeah, look. Oh, another guy, Rocco Berry.
Yeah.
Holy. Wow.
Stats don't tell the story.
No way. He was fantastic.
He's coming into his own, Rocco Berry.
And I agree with you, Guru, where, like, I still think there's actually like a lot of improvement. Not as in he needs to be better to be in the team, but I think his potential is like way, way more than what he's actually showing at the moment. He is a bloody good player, a bloody good player. Also, have to talk about it. I'm going to try not to be too ref negative, but that call where they said Harris Tavita jumped early and he got absolutely fucking poleaxed. What? What are we watching here? What the hell? He jumped early. It landed in his frigging hands. He got frigging flipped on his head. I couldn't believe that.
At least we got guys playing the ball correctly.
Oh my God. That was crazy. That was actually crazy. So yeah, great win by the Warriors. As we've kind of said, was it as good of a game as they played maybe against the Storm? No, it wasn't. But what would you rather as a Warriors fan? Finding ways to win or playing really good and still losing? I would rather the finding ways to win.
Yeah, winning and ugly. Good sign.
Good sign. Really good sign. Now, on to the Raiders. I'm firmly in the camp. I thought the Raiders are outstanding. I thought they were really, really good. The fact that they somehow stayed in the game after that first 20 minutes, I'll never know. Like, they even got to a point, I think, in the first half, they ran in and they actually had more possession of the ball. Yes, are they missing that you know, killer blow when they get to their end of their sets? Yeah, to a degree. But the positive for Raiders fans is maybe Strange can end the players around him slowly grow into that. On top of that, Timoko is starting to turn into a genuine weapon on that edge there. Fogarty's kicking game was incredible. I thought the Raiders were super gutsy to go over there and nearly beat the red-hot Warriors. I would be happy as a Raiders fan, really would.
Really bizarre game, because I genuinely think the Warriors might have just played their worst out of the three games. It's the only one they've won. And the Raiders honestly might have just played their best out of the three, and it's the only one they've lost.
I thought it was a really good performance by the Raiders.
I thought they were great. And yeah. I personally didn't have them anywhere near my top eight at the start of the season. I had them bottom three, even pushing for a spoon, looking at their squad. Mm. Why not?
Yeah.
Why can't they play finals footy?
Like, when they play like that, the grittiness and the gutsiness like that, it's like, you know what? They're going to beat more teams than they'll beat the bottom eight teams, you know?
Corey Horsburgh to come back in this week. Seb Chris is going to return. Ethan Strange will only get better as the season goes on. New South Wales Cup is absolutely braining it. You think about the amount of talent the Warriors have and how deep their squad is. The Raiders beat them 42 points to 4 on the weekend in Cup.
Wow.
Like, wow. there's you know, your Trey Mooney's of the world, your Putters, there's so much talent down there. Chevy Stewart going good as well. Like, so much talent down there, it's not even funny. I have got no idea where to place the Canberra Raiders.
Man, at the moment, I'd had them sliding quite a bit. At the moment, I would be very surprised if they aren't, you know, fighting in that like 7 to 10 mark. They're playing good rugby league. Honestly, the real difference was they have a rookie at 6. Warriors identified that and just smashed it all day long.
Yep.
You know, because Strange did miss 9 tackles. Outside of that, it's like they were basically evenly matched. The difference was RTS scoring that try. And I think at the end there, they got a tough call against them, did they? Something happened where they... Anyway, to lose 18-10 to a side that we all agreed was playing top 8 footy to start the season, I thought it was a really good performance from the Raiders.
And you know what else really stood out for me? Like, you have a look. You know, if you said the Raiders went over to New Zealand, they got beat 18-10, they were in the game, they played really well, you'd go, geez, the forwards must have gone big. Like, Joe Tarponet ran for the most metres at 140.
Yeah.
It's pretty quiet by his standards.
Yep.
It was only Emre Guler that got over 100 metres outside of that. So it's not like they dominated them through the forward pack. They just hang in the game. They're just tough and resilient.
And like Fogarty's kicking game is a revelation.
Yeah. He's matured so much. He is. Yeah.
I mean, I hate to bring it up, and we brought it up about frigging 3 years ago, but Titans, worst decision ever letting this bloke go.
Mm, it's right up there.
His kicking game, it changes a lot for him because, as you said, look at their meterage from forwards. It's actually not that good. But you know where they found all their meters? Is his incredible boot. 747 kicking meters.
Yeah, 800 as well a couple of weeks ago against the Knights. He's been unbelievable, hasn't he? And he's got that dog in him at the moment, this team, haven't they?
Yep.
And like, you know, kicking for 700 meters is fantastic. But when you think about the context of it, the 5'8 doesn't kick all that much. None of their 9 hookers kick the football. Teams know he's going to kick it every single time. He's got all the pressure in the world on him, and he just pulls the right rein.
Yep. Yeah, he's looking really good, and he's doing exactly what his job is. He's like, kick well, tackle well, get the boys around the park. Doesn't need to be too crazy. Doesn't need to be, you know, doing 1% plays. Just a really solid 7.
So what I love and you know, it happens probably 3 times a year, and it happened to start this season. You hear, oh, Ricky Stewart's going to play Rappiner at fullback, and I just go, oh, fuck, aren't we done with this? But then he goes out and he plays. You go, okay, no, you're actually a gun.
Yeah.
I get it.
You actually kept your team in the game with some incredible players.
Yeah, again.
And that's another thing. We're talking about, you know, we always talk about, and I know they're not necessarily missing a fullback, but at any other club, if we were to say, oh, they actually haven't signed an out-and-out fullback, we'd be like, oof, it's not looking good. The Raiders have managed to, like, put some good performances together with a guy that's a winger that's playing fullback, with a 6 that's essentially in his rookie year, with a 7 that was unwanted from the Gold Coast Titans, Danny Levi, a 9 that was unwanted from, you know, could barely get a start. Like, this is a team that's been pulled together, and yet they're still playing this type of footy they are.
Morgan Smithies, new to the club, still getting used to it. You're without Corey Horsbrough. I'll tell you what, coming off the bench again, Zach Hosking.
Oh, man.
I've got all the respect in the world for Elliot Whitehead, but mate, the more I watch him, the more I think, fuck, I think Hosking's got to play 80 on that edge.
Yeah, I think you might find that he'll fight his way into that jersey. And I think what Ricky's done, it's more like a club culture move of like showing respect to guys that have been around forever, which I think is a smart move from Ricky. And I also do think Elliot Whitehead deserves the opportunity to lose the jersey rather than it be taken from him. But Hosking was outstanding off the bench.
It's going to be interesting to see. Corey Horsbrough, he played reserve grade on the weekend, went well. He'll come back into the side this week. I assume he'll play in the front row. He looks pretty happy with Smithies at 13, but if you're going to
probably take Solo out maybe.
But also, like, if you're going to take Elliot Whitehead off after 20 minutes of starting on the edge, do you just leave him on the bench? Do you put him on through the middle? Do you? Mm. It'll be interesting to see how he fits all these guys in.
Well, the good thing about a guy like Elliot Whitehead is he could play centres as well. In the middle, so he is a mix to fix it to a degree if there's an injury.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
So maybe he plays that role of just like chucking him on when whatever is kind of needed for the team. But a guy I want to talk about, Tomoko. Mate, as long as he stays at the Raiders, he's never going to get the praises he deserves. But we're talking about the Kiwi centre right here, and also a guy that played for the Kiwis and killed it for the Kiwis. Is he the most underrated centre in the comp?
Yep.
Yep.
Like, locked in. What do you reckon, mate? Most underrated center in the comp?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. He's an absolute freak.
Because he's been doing this for...
He's been doing it for like third season.
2 years. Yeah. 2 years. Well, conservatively, I'll say 2 years he's been playing like
definitely
this.
Last year and this year. I think it was like round five or six last year, mate. We caught him. He's a strike center.
Yeah.
He's growing into it very, very quickly. Went away with the Kiwis, as you said. I think he would have taken a lot of confidence from that. And God, I hope he stays there. Because there's got to be clubs sniffing around to see what's doing there.
Oh, absolutely. And I doubt he's on a big wicket at the moment. But imagine some of the top-tier sides slotting him in that centre position. And that's not to say that he's already doing this at the Raiders. And I want him to stay. I'm just saying there will be top-tier clubs looking at Tomoko going...
Surely the Raiders just pay overs to keep him because they need a little bit of spark.
Surely.
They don't have too much in the back line there, but he certainly is an absolute rugby league handful.
Yeah, 2025 is his last year.
Honestly, if I'm Raiders, I'm already negotiating with him. Like, I'd be locking him down.
He signed until the end of 25? Yeah, you got to extend that.
Yeah. I would be shocked if he isn't extended by round 15 this year. I'll go round 12 this year. If he isn't extended by round 12 this year, I'll be shocked. Because, surely they've got the money to do it. Why wouldn't you if you're the Raiders?
What a spot to be sitting in if you're Matty Timica.
Oh, fuck. Mate.
Whatever the first offer is, you go, I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's been outstanding. Here's his stats, guys. A try assist, 11 runs for 135 metres, so averaging more than 10 metres a run. 69 post contact, 3 tackle breaks, a line break, 2 line break assists, an offload, 15 tackles, only 1 miss, no errors. If podcasts like this didn't exist, you'd barely hear about the poor bloke.
Yeah.
Because mainstream TV, they only have a certain amount of talk. On topics. So don't get me wrong, they still talk about Tomoko, but because a show only goes for 30 minutes to an hour, some of the clubs that aren't as big, they don't get as much airtime. But Tomoko, for me, to start the year, he's in the top, whatever, top five. I mean, it's been a fucking crazy start to the year for centers, though.
Oh, yeah. They're back, aren't they, in a big
centers
way?
Centers are back in a big way. Year of the center. Because you got Taylan May, crazy start. Tungo, crazy start. Selwyn Cobbo, pretty crazy start.
Justin Olam.
Olam, crazy start.
Minus that bad game, Val Holmes has been unbelievable.
Yeah, then you got Labor that was killed when he played. There's so many centers. But Tomoko is right up there. Outside of that, just a really, really good performance in my opinion. I think that...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If they can just find a way to go into the market to recruit a couple of big names, this team, it feels like they're a lifetime away from a premiership threat. But when they perform like they do right now, they really are only two being, conservative, probably three. If they could land two, put it this way. If they could land one massive signing and two young guns explode, they're a premiership threat, in my opinion. So, for example, let's say they find an incredible number nine and Strange. Let's say Strange explodes. They sign a big number nine and Chevy Stewart comes through and kills it at fullback. All of a sudden, you go, well, we've got a premiership level forward pack. We've got a premiership level mentality. You know what I mean? It's not as far off as you would. I mean, I've been guilty of it too. I thought they were going to slide massively, but at the moment, they're looking red hot.
Especially if a Trey Mooney or someone kicks on as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, when you have a look at the depth in their forward pack, and
mental.
There's a number of teams in this competition that could desperately need some of those guys. Titans just lost Tino. Geez, you could get a decent little player swap there.
Well, you'd be going up, if you're Titans right now and you have got money, you're going after Trey Mooney, 1,000,000%.
Reach out to South Sydney. They've got Peter Mamazella sitting there not playing first grade. He could be so many teams in this competition would give so much to have some of those Raiders forwards.
Yeah.
There's opportunity there.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got a few more coming back in. They're playing the Sharks this week and they're missing quite a few forwards, a little bit off their game as well at the moment. This just leapt off the page. I mean, the Raiders, $2.60 against the Sharks this weekend.
Shark Park?
Yeah, it's at Shark Park. They've just gone over to New Zealand and nearly beat the Warriors.
If you follow me on feed, that might be might throw a cheeky little something on that.
Yeah.
Raiders, maybe even a cheeky multi.
Yeah.
So give us a follow on Sportsbet feed.
We'll get to the tips later, but a bit of food for thought there.
There you go. Boom. There you go. Now, don't forget, guys, Tim Zhu is in a unified world title fight this Sunday against 6'6". His nickname's the Towering Inferno. Sebastian Fundora, live from Vegas on Sunday, 31st March, 11 a.m. New South Wales time? No. Yes, New South Wales time. So the card starts 11 a.m. New South Wales time. It's exclusive to Main Event. Order on KO Sports. No subscription is needed for that. The link's in the show notes. If you are going to order it, guys, make sure to use that link so that we can show where the bloke community is going to order that fight. And that does really, really good for us, guys, in regards to our partnership with KO, because the more people that use that link, then they go, well, we want to stay on with bloke because we get, you know, the community backs us, all that good stuff. So use the link in the show notes. Now let's get into it, shall we?
Just quickly, Canberra Raiders are 5 from their last 7 at Shark Park.
Ooh,
love that.
And also, like, Raiders love down and dirty. Like Shark Park, yes, it's a Bermuda Triangle of rugby league, as the great Gus Gould said.
Yep.
Raiders, they're literally Vikings, bro.
Yeah. Exactly. Do we need to draw you a diagram?
Yeah, seriously. They raided an entire fucking continent.
Yep.
You think they can't go to fucking Shark Park?
We'll wait and see. $2.60.
Don't clip that up if they lose, please. Also, Vikings known to be, they can be hit or miss.
Yeah.
Because there would have been plenty of Vikings that missed the coast of the British Isles.
Not these Vikings, though. They've got a bit of dog in them, as we've seen.
Yep.
First 2 games of the season. So.
Not cat dog areas, but dog.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, Hammy.
Thank you. I'm glad. And likewise, straight back at you.
Well, who's picking up what? It's an exchange of gifts.
Whatever's been put down, it's all been picked up. You can rest assured of that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.